you don't see a boo and then two come at once. Yeah, my previous boo to this was I worked up my way into the beginning of the week, and then I think my other boo had been sort of since the beginning of the year. It's been, I'm not one to say things unless I've got something to say, because otherwise it doesn't come out well, and this is already blur. Anyway, this is Equity ARC14 audio boo. We finished the day, and we've had sort of policy equalities and live performance motions debated, and I'm not going to go through the motions. All the stuff's on the Equity website, and if you follow the hashtag ARC14, you'll see all of the votes, all of the points of interest have gone there on Twitter. There's just a couple that I was just going to go over that have caught my attention. And we started off inequalities in the morning, and I think the first thing that came to me was the fact that there doesn't seem to be an ethnic demographic breakdown of performers and workers within the industry. Now, I didn't quite understand where this was going when they first talked about it, but through the debate, in business now, people are falling over themselves to have an ethnically balanced and diverse workforce. I mean, we often see pictures of the perfect set. You'll have, you know, one representative of each demographic, and you sort of think, are they really working for the company, or have you just chosen those pictures to reflect your diversity? Now, apparently, there's no records, or at least none that will be shared with the union, about diversity actually within the workers of the entertainment industry, which I just find astonishing. But that is something that came up. So if you're listening to this and you work within the audience development sector, I was wondering if there are any statistics that exist for within the creative industries, and whether the creative industries is broken down for the entertainment industry to reflect on for performers, workers within the industry of entertainment and within creative. So that's something that came up to me. Another one that came up for me, Terry Victor did an introduction to the Welsh National Committee, and also introduced to Open Space. I'm going to ask Terry if I can actually release his explanation as a podcast, because as with many of the speakers at Equity, there's a lot of passion that goes in there, and also there's a lot of expertise in the ability to perform. So that's been entertaining. Next, we had various addresses from the different. We had the secretary, general secretary. We've had the president's address, and then we also had a motion from the stage committee, which is the first delivering of a motion from one of the new industrial committees. We then had, I'm looking through my notes, we've had motions from the North East England General Branch, from the Scottish National Committee, a motion from the East of Scotland General Branch, which asked for a code of ethics for casting. Now, although there are some information available for theatre casting and auditions, code of conduct, I think this was more towards film and castings for, you know, for filmmaking. But there were some horror stories there of castings of people who the lady was invited to audition, and when she got there, the person said, "Oh, you're coloured. I didn't notice because the photos in your spotlight were black and white." and people having to travel long distances time and time again for auditions, or they've turned up only to be told that they've run out of time. And those people have lost money for that day, and it's just so, oh, you can come back. So very annoying. So that was debated. postcode discrimination. This was really interesting as a concept. I'm not sure how much is tied up with paranoia and how much is tied up with truth and how much is tied up with just the over-efficiency of search engines. People feel that they are being discriminated against if they live outside of London, on this instance, outside the M25, but also stories of people who haven't been able to apply for a job because it was supposed to be all Edinburgh or all of Manchester or only in Glasgow. And I think the idea behind this is that companies don't want to budget for the travel. Now, it's a kind of a flip on its head, really, because there were motions in past conferences about encouraging local employment for those that were living in Birmingham and were living in Manchester, that Manchester companies should audition Manchester performers. Now, that's obviously started to work because people are now complaining that people are being targeted for their postcodes. And I don't think it's actually a conscious decision. I think it's more likely that people are going to Spotlight, typing a postcode or a city in, and it's bringing people up that have those words in their address. So I think, you know, there's a bit. So it's going to be interesting to see how that gets pursued and investigated. Where does that take us to? There was a lot of stuff on bullying. And then an interesting tweet, satire versus blasphemy. Interesting notion, especially when it comes to, there was a report about reduced Shakespeare company being banned in Northern Ireland because the reduced Shakespeare's version of the Bible was seen to be blasphemous and got banned. Not a story that I was familiar with, I'll have to look it up, but interesting that censorship of blasphemy of religion is still happening within our industry. And I think that controversy is what makes theatre so powerful, that a piece of humour, reduced Shakespeare, if you've seen them, they've done the complete works of Shakespeare, they want to do the complete Bible, and they're doing them in the length of the show, they're brilliant, that they can still trigger so much controversy. And then, of course, we've had the low pay, no pay debate enter into conference. So how can you stop people working for free? You can ask the employer to pay them minimum wage. Some of the debate is, can fringe theatres afford to pay it? Well, if they can't afford to pay for something, maybe they shouldn't have it. There is a case that collaborators working equally on a project can agree collaboratively that they're not going to get any financial reward out of it. It is about telling the story, and that's fine. But where performers and creatives are being asked to take part in a project and reserve specific bits of time for that project that they do not have a choice whether they are there or not, is considered work and therefore should be paid for. If you can't afford it, have open books. Really be transparent about how much theatre costs. So the low pay, no pay going really well, and they've got a new appointment at someone's actually got the role now of low pay, no pay organiser. I think what I'll finish off with, I mean, there was my motion and there was the honorary life memberships and the final motion after hours, which was questioning whether changing cast midway through a performance, midway through a show, and not announcing the change of a star to the public constitutes a breach of the Trade Description Act, that cast as purchased, that tickets that are sold that say it's going to have a celebrity in the lead should actually be as such, and that it could be seen as mis-selling, and that the actors that take over those roles, the understudy, should be promoted accordingly. really interesting, that one. So, but to finish, I was really pleased that Fun Palaces was brought up. And I think it's perfect that Fun Palaces should have been mentioned. And I'm glad that it wasn't me that had to do it. I will track down the person who mentioned it. But Stella Duffy actually went to one of the branches and told them all about it. And there was a real excitement that Joan Littlewood, who is one of our own in terms of small scale and fringe performers, she is the matriarch, really, of the fringe contract. And is recognised as such. So, been an interesting day. I'm going to go and join my colleagues and drink some amber nectar, some ale I will be testing. I may have a Guinness, but I'm going to join some conversations and see how today's gone. I'm really interested to find out if they feel that the union has changed at all. So... check out hashtag ARC14. I'm at PCM Creative. If you want to check out Fun Palaces, they are at Fun Palaces, all one word. Equity, if you would like to have a look to see what's going on there, is at Equity UK. And as a stage manager, and as the stage management pointed out, when I do my next broadcast, can I please include the at Equity SM? There you go, guys, because, yes, if you're a stage manager, you work in the industry backstage, please do get in touch with the committee. So that's it from me now. It's a bit of a longer audio brew than I would usually do. Thank you very much for listening if you've got this far. And I think I need a drink.